the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote, Tommy McNeil. Russia's rush to mobilize hundreds of thousands of recruits to staunch stinging losses in Ukraine is a tacit acknowledgement that it is its army is not able to fight, according to Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, on Sunday, as splits sharpened in Europe over whether to welcome or turn away Russian fleeing the call-up. Speaking to U.S. broadcaster CBS, the Ukrainian president also said that he's bracing for more Russian strikes on Ukraine's electrical infrastructure as the Kremlin seeks to ramp up the pressure on Ukraine and its Western backers as the weather gets colder. Zelensky warned that this winter will be very difficult. He portrayed the Russian mobilization, its first such call-up since World War II, as a signal of weakness, not strength, saying they admitted that their army is not able to fight with Ukraine anymore. Typhoon Noru blew out the northern Philippines on Monday, leaving the rescuers, five of them, dead, causing floods and power outages and forcing officials to suspend classes and government work in the capital and outlying provinces. The most powerful typhoon to hit the country this year slammed into the coast in Barbados town and province before nightfall on Sunday. Meanwhile, the governor of the Bulacan province north of Manila said the five rescuers who were using a boat to help residents trapped in floodwaters were hit by a collapsed wall that apparently drowned in the rampaging waters. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea has now fired a short-range ballistic missile toward the eastern seas, extending a provocative streak in weapons testing as a U.S. aircraft carrier visits South Korea for joint military exercises in response to the North's growing nuclear threat. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile launched Sunday from the western inland town and about 370 miles cross-country in a maximum altitude of 37 miles before landing in waters off North Korea's eastern coast. It's possible that Sunday's test could soon be followed with another ballistic launch, as South Korean officials and said Saturday that they detected signs that North Korea was preparing to test a missile designed to be fired from submarines. Iran's foreign ministry says that it has summoned Britain's ambassador to protest what it described as a horrible atmosphere created by London-based Farsi language media outlets. The move announced Sunday comes amid violent unrest in Iran, triggered by the death of a young woman in police custody. The state-run Irner News Agency reported the ministry also summoned Norway's ambassador to Iran and strongly protested recent remarks by the president of the Norwegian parliament. The death of the 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in custody after being detained by Iranian morality police set off unrest across the Iran's provinces and the capital of Tehran that has killed at least 11 people. The Mexican Army's role in the disappearance of 43 college students, its participation in covering up the facts and its alleged links to organized crime are now at the center of a case that has shaken the nation. The government's Truth Commission declared the incident the state crime in August. Three members of the military and a former federal attorney general were recently arrested in the case, and few now believe that the government's initial claim that a local drug gang and allied local officials were wholly to blame for seizing and killing the students on July 26, 2014, and burning their bodies, most of which have never been found. Crucial details remain unclear despite years of investigation, but the newspaper Reforma, which obtained portions of the Truth Commission report shared with the Attorney General's office, has published details of messages between drug gang members and the military that appear to show at least some of the students' bodies were taken to a local army base. Recapping our top story, Russia's rush to mobilize hundreds of thousands of recruits to staunch stinging losses in Ukraine is a tacit acknowledgement that the army is not able to fight, according to Ukraine's president. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.